alide unka daraja kurawa uji.
We just heard from Ali Farka Touré from his album Near Funke, named after the town where he lived and where he was born and where he was the mayor of the town, and a piece called Mali J. Beautiful, beautiful piece. And we have on the line with us his son Vieux Farka Touré, who will be coming to the Lehigh Valley and appearing here at the Zollner Arts Centre at Lehigh University on October 13th. Welcome, Vieux, and thank you for taking time to talk with us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Okay, my real pleasure to get to talk to you. I've been playing your music for a long, long time, and also your father's music for a long time on our world music program here on WDIY. Tell me.
It's a pleasure for me.
Great, thank you. How did you get the name Vieux? Bearing in mind Vieux means old, how did you come to be christened Vieux?
I think Vieux is a respect name. It's not a really, really name. You know, it's like old man.
Yeah.
If you don't like, used to call. Call the name exactly, you know, your father, or it's like, you say, what do you say, the big mother? Yeah, it's like this. That's why they call me, because I take my grandfather's name.
Ah, okay, I see.
Yeah. This is why they call me old man.
Okay. You grew up in Near Funke on the Niger near to Timbuktu, right?
Yeah, right.
And you're the son of the legendary Ali Farka Touré, and probably along with maybe one or two other Malian musicians, he was the standard bearer for Malian music, perhaps along with Salif Keita and Oumou Sangaré and Habib Kouaté, but I mean, internationally known and made a number of absolute classic albums. How did your dad manage to be a farmer and the mayor of the town and bringing up his children and traveling internationally as a musician? Did you actually see much of your father while you were growing up?
No, he traveled a lot all the time, but I've not seen him a lot. But, you know, I think one year he's very old. One time he said, okay, it's the time now to, you know, to bring down, you know, everything. So
and then,
stay a little bit home, you know, it's why we see him.
And the album.
The time, but yeah,
okay.
So, all the time he's in the world, so it's like, you know, it's like me. My father, my daughter don't see me any time. You know, I'm all the time in tour.
Did you tour with your father at all?
Yeah, I toured with my father. You know,
you traveled with him when he was on international tour.
Yeah.
Okay,
so it's not really tour, but when he go used to play somewhere, the special gigs.
Yep.
Like this, I come with him. You know, to do this, yeah.
Okay. And listening and watching him, was that your inspiration to become a musician yourself?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it'd be difficult not to be. But your father didn't want you to be a musician, I understand. He warned you against being a musician and wanted you to have a different career. Is that right?
Well, yes, because he thinks the music is not very, it's not insurance in the music, you know. So this why he tell me, oh, yeah, you have to, you know, you have to be somewhere who take your, what do you say, your money all every month. So you have to do the job with insurance. But he think it's not insurance on the music.
Okay. You were fairly old when you actually became a professional musician. What did you do before that?
Before I'm in school, I'm playing a little bit djembe, kalevash, you know, like this.
Okay, so you were playing music, just not professionally.
Yeah, I'm playing music before, but it's not like professionally anymore.
Yeah, okay.
Just for the orchestra from Nafanke, mm-hmm. You know, with the friend, everything like.
When you made that first CD and your father performed on, I think, two tracks with you, did he then?
Yeah.
He was happy that you. He was okay. You were a musician.
He accepted. You know, when I just try to tell him exactly what I like to do, but you know, my father is not a very bad person. He's a very good person. When he say, okay, you have to stop, and you start explaining him. You know, in Africa, it's like this. Explaining, daddy, you know, I love to be this. So you know, when I do this all the time in passions, you know, and he say, okay, so we try. Yeah.
Okay, why don't we take a listen to one of the pieces that your father was with you on, your first CD that came out back in 2006. Let's take a listen to the track, Tabara. Tabara is a beautiful track. Let's take a listen to that. Thank you. Wow, that was beautiful. Really, really nice. That first CD, you recorded it in 2006, and it was largely, I'd say, modern acoustic treatments of traditional Malian music, largely with traditional Malian instrumentation. And then later, your second album, you started mixing in more jazz and blues and rock influences in there, I think, right? But let's talk about the first album.
Yeah.
That was your intent. I think you really followed on in your father's footsteps in that first album.
I think it's normal when you make the first album, you have to have a sign, you know? So when the people hear the album, they say, ah, okay, we know this, it's like this music. So then where you come from, what kind of music you, it's your base.
Yep, where your roots are, you know? Right?
Yeah, so this is why I told this, I do this music like this. And after, you know, after this, you have to make your name, you know.
Then you have to make your own identity.
Your identity, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, this way. So when it's starting, I'm starting with my first, you know, like this. And after this, it's okay, you know.
So on that first album, you also had another giant of Malian music. The kora player Toumani Diabaté was on there with you. How did that come about? Had you known him for a long time?
Yeah, Toumani, yes. It's a very long time I've known him. It's a long time.
Because he'd also worked with your dad.
He's my parent.
he's like an uncle?
He's my parent. Yeah, he's like an uncle. Yeah, he's my parent. Because before my father died, mm-hmm. He used to give me the money. Say, okay, you have to be careful, you know him. So, and you have to make his life. Everything is like this, you know.
Helping celebrate your father's life as well, and continuing on that tradition.
Yeah,
that first album was beautiful. I thought it was a magnificent first album.
Yeah.
And then soon after, there was an album of remixes of much of the material on that album came out, remixed by a number of MCs and producer people like Nicodemus and the like.
Yeah.
What did you think of that? Were you happy? Did you like those remixes? They're more sort of dancehall.
Yeah, sure. I'm very happy. I'm very happy to make this album because, you know, the remix is very good because it's some children. They love this kind of music.
So you got more young people.
More young people. They love this kind of music. So that's why we make this remix. You know, to touch everybody.
Yep.
You have the music, the original music album, and the remix for you know, the young people, everybody.
Yeah, in particular, that one, the remix that Nicodemus did of Sangare. I thought that was beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on. Talk a little bit about your second CD. You collaborated with a number of very well-known musicians from other genres, like the jazz guitarist John Scofield and the experimental slide blues guitarist Derek Trucks and the rock and blues musician Dave Matthews. Was that your idea to express your identity branching out from your roots?
Yeah, but, you know, the music I do, I just like to give the people something very special because, you know, what my father say is not the blues or the jazz, the blues from Africa. You know, for me, I think it's a tool because when I play with John Scofield or when, you know, some guys play with me like this, the blues, or play some music in this, you know, and when I play too, it's very good to hear.
And it's good to take ideas from others to mix in their ideas. And
yeah, you know, it's this one. So just sometimes it's good to let the people know the blues is from Africa.
We emphasize that a lot on WDIY. Our world music program runs into a blues program, and I frequently play some Malian blues, and people like yourself, like your father, like Lobi Traore.
Yeah.
Idrissa Sumara is another Malian musician who is beautiful. And under-recognized, I think. But there's just so much good music from Mali. I mean, for the population, there is more music per capita comes out of Mali than anywhere else in the world, I think. Amazing.
Yeah.
Just so much good music.
And it's very, very, very good. You know, the music, I think in Africa, the Mali have the best music, you know.
Yep, I agree.
You know, I think.
I agree with that.
The Mali has best music, yeah.
Is music coming back in Timbuktu after the coup?
Yeah, it's coming back now. It's coming back. I think you must say it's coming back now again.
Okay.
But it's very difficult to be starting because we see the people there. There's too much problem there. You know, the people, it's very, They, because it's 1 year, they don't have life, they don't have life, they don't have nothing. So they're starting now a new life. You know, it's like this.
I hope the music scene can recover to where it was. Okay, look, why don't we take a listen to one of those collaborations we just talked about? And one I particularly love is the one with jazz guitarist John Scofield. So it's a track from your second album called The Secret, and the track Guido featuring John Scofield together with you. Let's take a listen right now.
Thank you.
your guitar work and John Scofield's really meshed together beautifully well on that piece. He's a good guy to work with, right? And many other guitarists have played with him, and you just seemed a natural pairing.
Yeah, because John Scofield, you know, the technique he have is very good. I love how he play, you know.
There's a feeling of soul.
I love how he play.
Yep. Lots.
Yeah.
Well, that was a great track you did together. Moving on now, you have a new album that came out, at least here in the US. Your new album, Mon Pays, came out two or three months ago. I think you've gone back more to largely traditional Malian instrumentation and without any of the big name collaborations. So maybe gone back more to your roots again.
Yeah, it's like this because I think this album I do this for Mali piece. You know, so I think the good one, I have to make the album, you know, like Malian music or like, you know, like this.
Yep, totally focused on Malian music. And you did that. And it is a beautiful album. We're really pleased.
Yeah, we're
giving it lots of airplay here on WDIY.
This way I make this album like this, you know, traditional music. Because if you make something, you have to make something, you know, say image, why you do this album.
Yeah, well, it's a beautiful example of the creativity of music from Mali. I see the choral player on it. This time around, Tumani Jabati wasn't with you, but you have another beautiful choral player working with you, Siddiqui Jabati.
He's the son of Tumani.
Ah, okay. Wow, he's learned his trade well.
Siddiqui Jabati.
He does some beautiful work on a few of the tracks on there. So, I did not know he was his son. How old is he?
22, 25.
Okay, well, he sounds absolutely beautiful. In fact, I think we'll probably end the program playing the piece that he's featured
on. He's very good.
Will he be with you when you're here in the Lehigh Valley on October 13th?
No.
No?
No, not for this time. Maybe the next time he comes.
Will many of the other musicians that are on Mon Pays, will they be with you at the concert here?
Yeah. The people play this album, they're going to be with me.
Okay.
From Mon Pays.
So most of them except...
Because they have Tim Capers and Mamadou Sidibe. Because, you know, now it's a problem to bring everybody. It's very difficult to bring everybody here.
Because of the cost or because of visa?
Yeah, because now, you know, in music now, it's not much money, nothing. You know, it's very difficult.
It's difficult. Yeah, I understand that.
It's very difficult now. So it's not possible to bring everybody with you. You have to, you know, to change a little bit, you know, to just take the people like this.
So it might be a little bit more stripped down version.
Yeah.
Will you have an Ngoni player with you?
No, we don't have an Ngoni player.
No.
If you use calabash drums and guitar, and bass guitar and me and guitar. We love to have everybody, but it's what I tell you now. It's very, very difficult to have everybody now with you in the hood. The ticket is very difficult. It's not much money in the concert. They say it's a crease, you know.
Yep, I understand. Yeah, it's difficult for any larger band nowadays, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But then that gives us a bit different treatment on the record, and there's more time for the other musicians to stretch out as well. So presumably you will stretch out on guitar more than you do on the album. Yep.
Yeah, sure. But, But, you know, sometimes it's like this. I think it's a good sometimes to have everybody, all the people, Ngoni player, Kwara player, Chembe, you know, everybody, you know.
And it's
but
good.
Sometimes, if you don't have choice, you have to work on what you have.
With a smaller,
you know, like this.
And then something different comes out of it.
Yeah.
Okay, we are really looking forward to hearing you live here in the Lehigh Valley at the Zalna Arts Center on October 13th. Really looking forward to it on Sunday, October 13th. Let's go out from this interview listening to one of the tracks from your new album, Mon Pays, and let's have a listen to the track that actually does feature choral player Siddiqui Jabati, and that's a piece, Kelly Manye. So let's go out with that, and thank you very much for taking time out from Chicago this afternoon to talk with us, and we look forward to hearing you on October 13th. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Que le manio